Good morning and welcome to Simply Economics from Mexico. It's Wednesday, April 24th. On today's show, candidates are urged to take on micro-business policy to boost the pillar of the Mexican economy and MEPs back reform of fiscal rules. Plus, stay tuned for more economic news from Mexico. This coverage and more, up next. I'm David, and you're listening to Simply Economics from Mexico. We start off with a look at a key issue in the upcoming Mexican presidential election: support for the country's vital micro, small, and medium-sized enterprises, known as MSMEs. These businesses represent nearly 95% of all companies in Mexico and generate 8 out of every 10 jobs. As the election approaches, many are calling on the candidates to clearly articulate their policies and plans for this crucial economic sector. For more, we turn to our correspondent in Mexico City. What are the key issues the presidential hopefuls need to address when it comes to MSMEs?
The next president will need to establish policies that really empower these smaller businesses to grow, innovate, and compete. Access to financing under favorable conditions is critical. Many MSMEs struggle to get loans or lines of credit to invest in their operations. The government could help by guaranteeing loans or providing tax incentives to encourage lending to these companies. Promoting innovation and the adoption of new technologies is also key. Smaller firms often lag behind in terms of digitalization, e-commerce capabilities, etc. The candidates should propose initiatives to help MSMEs upgrade their tech infrastructure and processes. This could involve subsidized training programs, R&D grants, or public-private partnerships with universities. Expanding access to international markets is another priority. MSMEs need support to navigate complex trade rules, connect with foreign buyers, and promote their products abroad. The next administration should look to strengthen export promotion services and pursue trade deals that create a level playing field for smaller companies. Finally, cutting red tape has to be on the agenda. Excessive bureaucracy and regulatory compliance costs are a huge burden, especially for micro-enterprises. Streamlining procedures for things like licensing, permitting, and tax filing would go a long way. In short, the presidential contenders need a robust, multi-pronged, and well-funded MSME strategy.
Turning MSMEs into a national priority certainly seems important for Mexico's economic future. Are the current crop of candidates offering compelling visions in this regard? What's your sense of how this issue is playing out on the campaign trail?
So far, the leading candidates have put forward some encouraging ideas, but many details still need to be fleshed out. Claudia Sheinbaum of the ruling Morena Party has emphasized expanding microfinance and entrepreneurship programs. She wants to boost funding for community development financial institutions that serve MSMEs in underserved areas. Xochitl Galvez of the PAN Party is more focused on the regulatory and tax side. Her platform calls for exempting micro-businesses from income taxes for their first 2 years of operation. She also wants to create a one-stop online portal for all business permitting and reporting requirements at the federal level. Jorge Alvarez of the PRE Party has talked about launching an ambitious national MSME digitalization initiative in partnership with Mexico's tech giants. The goal would be to get 1 million small businesses online and e-commerce enabled within 2 years. However, the candidates have been light on specifics when it comes to budgets, timelines, and measurable targets. As the campaign heats up, Hector Perez and other MSME advocates will be pushing the contenders to spell out their plans in greater detail. The business community wants to see a serious, sustained commitment to smaller companies.
Thanks for that update on the key campaign topic in Mexico. Shifting our focus across the Atlantic, Spain is set to close out 2023 with a deficit of 3.6% and a public debt of 107.7% of GDP, according to the latest figures. This comes as the EU is preparing to implement new fiscal rules that will adapt deficit and debt limits to each country's specific situation. For more on this, we're joined by our economics correspondent. So what exactly do these new EU fiscal rules entail?
The European Parliament has given majority support to a reform of the EU's fiscal rules, which will involve tailoring the application of deficit, and public debt limits to each member country based on their starting economic situation and the adjustments they need to make. The idea is to give countries more flexibility in managing their budgets while still keeping debt and deficits in check over the medium term. The new rules are pending final approval from the European Council.
And how does Spain's current fiscal situation measure up against these new rules?
Well, Spain is actually set to exceed the EU spending limit by 9 billion euros this year, according to the Independent Authority for Fiscal Responsibility, or IREF, with a projected deficit of 3.6% and debt over 107% of GDP, Spain will likely need to make some adjustments in the coming years to get in line with the new fiscal framework, even with the added flexibility. Much will depend on the country's economic growth trajectory and ability to rein in spending.
Do we have any sense yet of what specific changes Spain may need to make to adapt to these new rules?
The details still need to be worked out between Spain and the European Commission. But in general, countries with high debt levels like Spain will be given more time to make adjustments than under the previous rules. They'll need to set out realistic medium-term plans to gradually reduce their debt and deficits. Reforms to boost economic growth and competitiveness will also be key. Spain has already made progress on this front with labor market and pension reforms in recent years.
And what's been the reaction so far in Spain to these proposed changes to the EU fiscal rules?
The Spanish government has generally welcomed the move towards more flexible rules, seeing it as a positive step to avoid a repeat of the austerity measures imposed after the 2008 financial crisis, which many economists believe hampered the recovery. At the same time, there is some concern that the new rules could still be quite restrictive for a high debt country like Spain. Much will depend on the fine print of the reforms and how they are implemented in practice.
These new EU fiscal rules will clearly have significant implications for Spain and other member states in the years ahead as countries seek to strike a balance between fiscal sustainability and supporting economic growth. Thanks to our economics correspondent for that update and analysis. And with that, we wrap up our stories for today. Thanks for listening to Simply Economics from Mexico. We'll see you back here tomorrow.